Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA, and we're going to be talking about mail today. But first, let's have a little fun with the minions.
Ah, ready for the road trip. Everyone comfortable?
Yep, there's plenty of space.
I've even got an extra seat.
Wait, no.
Let's just let them out.
The Volkswagen Atlas. With three rows and seating for seven, everyone wants a ride.
Okay, get in.
Okay, so it's a collaboration between Despicable Me 4 and VW. And now let's get over to the PDF where we learn about how it rated. With System 1, Tom Ewing wrote the article, and I always like to tag John Evans. And let's see. So anyway, you know, obviously you saw what you saw. There's a ton of space for all six in the family with the extra seat. You know, seating seven is not very common. The old station wagons, even the little station wagons, used to seat seven or eight. You know, we'd put three in the front seat, three in the middle seat. There weren't any bucket seats, and two in the back that flipped down in our little Malibu station wagon when I was a kid. And it had a V6 in it, and it went like crazy. Anyway, it's also a strong VW ad with the car in a starring role and the storyline revolving around just how much space and comfort there is. It got a 5 stars, which puts it not only in the top 1% of, well, not only puts it in the top 1% of ads, but in the top 1% of all the 3,500 car ads that are on the database. However, brand fluency was kind of low, and I'll show you why, I think. So 1.2% of all ads, but the average for the car category is 2.3. This thing went more than double. Really, really good. The spike rating put it in the top 10, which is also really good. Again, I think that the minions really was, that was the kicker there. That was, I love the minions. I don't know. I haven't gone to every movie, but I went to the first two. I know that. Fluency was not so great. And part of the reason was, I think, that they didn't put the VW logo in the ad except on the hood of the car right here, which, you know, isn't much. If it would have been a bug or something, you would have got it. But this is looks like just every other SUV on the market. And then it says the word Volkswagen in fine print, relatively fine print right there. Okay, I would have put the logo up here. This is obviously not the logo. This is my own hand drawing of the logo, in case you can't tell. But what it shows is that eventually it got there, eventually. But it could have been, this could have been a home run even on fluency if they would have just put the VW ad at the beginning of the video instead of just this word. But, you know, so it's understated a bit. Anyway, thought it was great, had a lot of fun. Now let's get over to the postal increase. Okay, the USPS must roll back its recent postage increases. Yeah, like that'll happen. I doubt if it'll happen, but there are some other mitigating points that Jim Coogan makes. I think they're well-researched and well-deserved. Jim's an old friend. Basically, the modeling predicted that the price would go up, but the volume wouldn't fall, and that was wrong. Okay, and it fell by 7.7 billion pieces year over year, which is what percentage? Let's see. Went from 67 billion in 2022, 66 billion in 2021. Now, the postal increases kind of started ramping up in 2022. So, you know, you could argue, the Postal Service could have argued, yeah, it kind of worked here, and it went from 14.5 to 16 billion, you know, so you can say, well, that worked. But then in 2023, the revenue fell down, but not down to 2021, but the but the volume went from 66 in 2021 down to 59 in 410 or in to 59. And, you know, I agree with Jim in principle, because I know, having built models for 25 years, you can kind of, well, longer than that, if you count, like, you know, like sensitivity models, which this is, which is what he's talking about. I started those back in the mid 80s, and that's what got me started on the data models later. Anyway, so the trick is what variable makes what happen and how much to weight it. And he makes the point later on in here that the elasticity, small tweaks to the model, result in notable changes to the USPS elasticity estimates. And, you know, but that's the way all models kind of work. If it's a principal variable, that's kind of the way it should work. The trouble is, with all these models, is they kind of get the answers you hope will be right. And the USPS, whoever was doing the model, probably knew, if not were told directly, we want to see a model that says we can raise prices and have no consequences except more money. And, you know, you say, well, they've got a monopoly, so they can do whatever they want, and you have no other choice. You always have another choice. And Tom Fishburne last week made the point that when we were categorizing our ready-to-eat cereal as opposed to cooked cereal, a consumer could still have a lot of choices, right, besides just cooked or ready-to-eat. They could eat an apple, right? They could eat a Dunkin' Donut. They could eat whatever they wanted, right? You know, in Asia, they just eat more of what you had for dinner, kind of. And a lot of people do. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. So in today's marketing world, there's countless alternatives. And one of the things that really the USPS should be conscious of is trying to protect direct mail vis-a-vis all the digital marketing that's been basically perpetrating fraud on the marketing community for 25 years. So, but instead of that, they just keep raising the prices, and now we're seeing some of the consequences. And I'm sure some of the catalogers, because, you know, I've been through this, I don't know how many times, dozens of times in the last 25 years, you know, somebody on the board of directors, which is usually dominated by accounting people, and the CFO will say, that catalog's getting too expensive. Let's dump it and do it all digital. And while that makes a bit of sense, it's very difficult to get it back. I've talked with several clients that wanted to get it back. It's much better to do testing before that, doing holdout testing, et cetera, while you're still printing it. Because once you stop printing it and fire all the people, very, very hard to get it going again. Okay, so let's test our way out if you're going to do that, Mr. CFO, right? Really, really important. But that's not what happens. We just slash it like Sears did. $5 billion business. The Sears catalog was gone overnight. 800 people were fired. Of course, they brought back small examples of it, but it just never was the same. And the sad part was that it directly impacted the stores who were being given a 10% royalty on every order from their trading area that went to the catalog. So the catalog was losing money, but a lot of that money it was losing was because it had to give 10% of its revenue off the top to the stores. And that went away, and Sears went away, right? Insane idiots. Okay, so Jim says the Board of Governors should hold off this upcoming postal increase until they can get a sound forecast of the revenue and profitability. And I would say no matter what, because they can get any forecast they want, and maybe there should be a lawsuit and congressional oversight. But from what I've heard from the Postmaster General, he doesn't think direct mail is all that important, and I'm not sure he thinks the Postal Service is that important. That said, have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.